It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Of Madison Central High School. They call this the Hall of Champions down here, and why not? They've won golf championships the last couple of years. They've had cheerleading championships, a boys Sweet 16 to their credit, and also baseball. I'm Joel Bennett. Along with me, Bobby Baldwin. Of course, George Rogers Clark playing Madison Central. These two teams, these two coaches, within the last 2 years have each won a state championship. They've each had other deep runs in state tournament. They're well-seasoned as high school coaches.
Well, no question about that, and you've just got a couple of tremendously orchestrated teams led by these coaches, and every time they play, it doesn't really matter who's favored. This baby usually comes right down to the last shot.
And these coaches I'm speaking of tonight, George Rogers Clark, coached by head coach Josh Cook, and you've got Madison Central, the Indians. They're coached by Alan Feldhaus, Jr. Coach Feldhaus has been at Madison Central. He enters his 30th season as a head coach here. 30 years, 11th region championships. They're hard to come by. He has won in 1999, 2006, 2013, and 2021. He brings his team onto the floor tonight with a 1-1 record. They're coming off a 15-point win over Lafayette after being stunned at home by the Pulaski County Maroons, 59-50 in their home opener. And then Madison Central bounced back and got a 15-point win on the road against Lafayette. The Cardinals on the season, 1-0. They won at Campbell County. It just kind of snuck in there, Bobby. It was a sleeper win. Kind of stole that. Campbell County fans and everybody scratching their head. They led the whole game till about the final 2 minutes. I think from that game we learned our guys, they've got some resilience. They stay with it. We didn't get good games from a couple of upperclassmen, but that won't happen always.
Resiliency has been his standard move, so to speak, in the last two or three years, and they were resilient in winning state championship and getting to the final game last year, and not out of character at all. They came right back this year, seemingly down and almost out, but staying just attached enough through the course of the game to where they could make a run late. They did, and snuck out an exciting 3-point win against a very dangerous Camels team up in Campbell County.
That was a very good game. And looking at GRC and Madison Central, the history between these two clubs, and actually the history with Coach Cook and Coach Feldhaus, head coach Josh Cook, he's 5-2 versus Madison Central, while Coach Feldhaus has been coaching Madison Central, and while Coach Cook has been at GRC, 6-2 overall. He had another win while Coach Cook was coaching at Mercer County. The one loss, one of the two losses he's had, was the first game they ever coached against each other. And Bobby, we remember another game that Madison Central won. It was the broke that 18-game winning streak on that new arena back on March 3rd in 2021.
Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't think we've had a loss since then. At that arena.
And, boy, I tell you what, we another Madison County school opened it up with us, Madison Southern, coached by Austin Newton, who's now the Berea College Mountaineer men's coach. He took it to an overtime. Clark won.
The Cards had to do any and everything they could to basically snatch that victory away from a defeat. And again, whenever they play teams from Madison County, they need to be ready to go because they know that they're going to have a tough one.
Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. George Rogers Clark taking on Madison Central right now. 11 minutes away from tip-off. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
High school basketball boys action tonight. George Rogers Clark, the Cardinals 1-0 on the early part of this season, taking on Madison Central, and the Indians, they are 1-1 here in the early goings of this season. I do want to say good luck to our Cardinal girls team there at Franklin County. Is that true, Bobby?
Franklin County tonight, and the Franklin County team apparently not quite as strong as they have been.
They have been in the past.
They have been in the past. And so I would think that Coach Graham's squad ought to be able to go over there and hopefully pull out another victory. But they sure had an exciting one-point victory Saturday at Dixie Heights over the number two team in Indiana. So that speaks well for their future this early in the season.
And we'll be talking to Coach Graham. He and some of his Cardinal girls player, they will be our guest on the Cardinal Connection, sponsored by the Citizens Bank of Kentucky. That'll be a Golden Corral tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Tune in, or better off yet, come grab a bite to eat with us. We'll be there at the Golden Corral at 7, talking with Coach Graham. George Rogers Clark Cardinals go into the locker room. They scored 63 points in their opening win. Madison Central still out here shooting. Bobby, the thing about this, it's a very small sample size, but Madison Central, only 21 rebounds
in each of the games.
21 rebounds. And they went to the free throw line on a game that they won. They only went there twice. Yeah. So what does that say about aggressive play?
Well, it could be that both teams were maybe backing off a little bit.
It didn't need to drive the ball. I don't know.
Didn't need to, but yet Lafayette fell by 15, and that surprised me a little bit, given the fact that they had a convincing victory in their opening game. But the other thing you need to sort of address here is the fact that against Pulaski County, when they were stunningly defeated, they shot 37% from the field. And then against Lafayette, they turned around from both basically, well, from the field, two and three-pointers, shot basically 60% for the game. So they had an outstanding contest, and that might tell you in and of itself that Lafayette isn't a slouch by any means to have lost by, what was it, 15 against a team that shot that well.
Yeah, and again, Madison Central, only 21 rebounds
21,
per game
yeah,
in their first two games. And, yeah, that's not a lot of crashing the board, so to speak. Bobby, was mentioned Lafayette. There's a lot of games going on tonight. In case you hadn't heard, some scores from last night, Raceland over Bath County, 83-65. Caverna over Barron County. That's little brother beating big brother. Caverna school has 180 students, beat Barron County with 1,500 students. Well,
how about that?
That's the thing about Kentucky high school basketball, right, Bob? You play them all.
Just tip it off and see who's ahead at
the end. There we go. We're going to take a break, two-minute break. We come back. More pregame to follow after 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
It's the holidays, and with all that extra activity can come more injuries and emergencies. The emergency department at Clark Regional is open 24/7. Let the caring and experienced medical staff care for you and your family for any emergency that may arise. Don't put off going to the ER for severe injury or illness. Count on Clark for emergency care right here, close to home. For more information, visit online at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX 4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Both teams out on the floor going through their final shoot-around. George Rogers Clark, the Cardinal boys team, taking on Madison Central, the Indians. Cardinals again 1-0, the Indians 1-1. I was looking at some of the rankings, boys state rankings. Warren Central and GRC, both those back-to-back winning state championships, lost four starters each. So pretty much wide open. Number one is Great Crossing. Number two, Lyon County. Three, Frederick Douglass. Four, Trinity. Then you've got number five, Newport. Six, Bowling Green. Seven, Mayo. At number eight, Covington Catholic. Nine, Evangel Christian. 10, Lexington Catholic. You've got GRC, Warren Central, they're all the way down to 14th now. Mason County at number 16. You've got GRC checking in at number 23. So that's the top 25, at least some of the teams. Bobby, it could be a Cinderella toss-up with Warren Central on GRC. You know, each team losing four, but that's a long ways away.
Long ways away, and you've got teams every year who aspire to win that coveted title. You never know who's going to come through, and more often than not, it's one of the chalks or one of the better teams, but that doesn't necessarily always play out.
Got to get hot at the right time, don't you? Both teams go to the respective benches as we get ready for basketball action. We'll stop and take our final 30-second break. Starting lineups after this brief message.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
It's what's coming down, I believe.
Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Here at Madison Central High School, for the thrill and excitement of Kentucky high school basketball. Tonight, the visiting Cardinals of George Rogers Clark High School take on your Madison Central Indians. Stepping forward, a 6 foot 4 inch left-handed game. A 5 foot 9 inch sophomore, number 5, Malachi Hampton. Stepping forward, a 5 foot 11 inch senior, number 3, Rashawn Hampton. Starting at forward, a 6 foot 2 inch senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines.
Scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Kenny Staff Roberts, Jared Hyatt, John B. Bentley, and the head coach, Alvin Nuthouse Jr. Your officials tonight, Zachary Whitaker, Matt Booty, and referee, Terry Corrine. Running the clock, Kevin Powers, with the official books, Mark the Man of Steel. Stats, Anthony Hendricks, and his father, Jack Richardson.
We get ready to go here. GRC in the road red. Madison Central wearing the home whites. Clark going from right to left, and Madison Central, the 6'6 Ty Thomas, controls the tip. Landsaw with a quick three, and he hit it from the left baseline.
Got the pass to the wing, immediately stroked it home for the early lead.
GRC looking at a man-to-man. J.P. Gaines between the circle left side. They go on the ball. Now they go. Here's Ashford. Ashford returns it over to Morrison. Morrison, a lot of dribbling, spinning. He's got nowhere to go. Tried to go one-on-one, and good defense by Cody Morrison. The Cards turn it over.
Yeah, did a good job that time of staying in front of him, which is what you need to do.
Run and jump by GRC. They try to get the turnover, but instead gambling and coming up with a foul. That was a blow-by foul. Malachi Ashford with the foul. That'll be his first, team first of this quarter, and not much contact there on the shooting the gap, but he evidently got him. Indians ball underneath their goal. They've got an early 3-0 lead. Out on top, Steele goes right side and takes it back straight away. They reverse it left side. They feed Lansall, and there's going to be a foul. That's Gaines laying over the back of the 4-inch taller Ty Thomas. And Gaines gets his first foul, team second of this quarter.
Tried to shoot the gap and steal it, but the official caught him for sneaking through a little too aggressively.
Steele takes the inbound pass, screen down, and they're going to call a moving pick on that one. And that's going to be on Ty Thomas, his first, team first. Turnovers even now at one each.
Close call so far, yep. And we haven't even played a minute.
Ashford brings it up, crosses timeline, angles off to his right of the circle. Now left-hand dribble, takes it to the top of the key. Rayshon Hampton has Lansall on him tightly. Rayshon, 25-foot three-point shot off the back iron, and it's rebounded by Lansall. Pass up into the front court with it's Morrison. Morrison keeps a dribble. They reverse it. Now Steele checked over there. He's got it on the left wing. A little pick and pop, two-man game. Gay steps out. They double-team. That left Thomas open. Jump hook go, and he missed it. Hampton with a rebound. Rayshon wants to run the break down the middle. Crossover dribble. Got in the paint. Floater off the back iron. Tipped once. And put up an end. That was Rayshon stayed with it, Bob.
Boy, he sure did. And that's a good sign because he had trouble the other night, and to get that first bucket is huge.
Full court pressure by GRC as they put it on Madison Central. Ball is not crossed midcourt. Now it does on a bounce pass. Running the point out on top, Landon Ray. Ray's got his hands full. Rayshon Hampton all on him just like a glove. Ray bounces way out on top. Ty Thomas has it, drives it off, hands it to Steele. Gay slides through, and they work off the screen a jump shot that's missed over there by Lansall. Coming away with it, here's Ashford. Ashford all the way down. Scoop
wow.
Shot. Got in the paint, put it in.
Boy, he went from his right hand on the right side to the left hand and snuck it in. Cards with the lead.
5:49 to go in this opening quarter. As Bobby said, GRC with a one-point lead. Steele with a pass on the right wing. He cuts through. Cards going man-to-man. Ball fake driving in. Morrison puts it up off the back iron. Crashed the boards. Morrison kept it alive. Here comes Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon, crossover. Shovels it off. Reverse layup. Got it in. J.P. Gaines. Assist. Hampton. Gaines will go to the line for an and one.
That could be Thomas for his second.
And looking for, they have not said, we look at the scoreboard, it says player 72.
Yeah,
or
54. Or
54.
Yeah, there is no 54.
Yeah. J.P. Gaines makes the free throw. Here's a steal by Gay. He went for the dunk, and then he gets fouled. So Montez trying to flex his muscles on a steal, and he's going to be fouled. Steele gets a foul.
Cards very, very active here on the boards.
Montez Gay, a good-looking freshman, 15 points, 10 rebounds in his opening start as a GRC varsity player. He misses this free throw. He's got one more coming. He was one of two at the line in his opening game.
Played huge, though, being a freshman starter.
Sure.
He was integrally a vital part of that victory the other night.
Luke Asher checks in. He replaces Ty Thomas. You got to think maybe one of those fouls was on him.
Had to be, right.
Gay with a free throw, and now the Cards up by five. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Still full court pressure. GRC with a run and jump. Madison Central breaks the pressure. Now with the ball, it's Landon Ray. Ray trying to go one-on-one against Ashford. Good matchup there. Kick it out. Three-point shot put up and missed. They hit their first one. They missed their last two. Hampton with a rebound. He'll run the offense, and he runs it right into the lane, throws up a prayer that wasn't answered, and here comes Madison Central. Out of control there. Kick it over. Three-point shot put up from the right wing. That won't go, and Ashford with a rebound. Long outlet to Harrison. Layup good. Fast break bucket off the turnover. And that's what you like, Bobby.
Braylon Morrison for the easy deuce run out. Cards 10 straight, leading 10-3.
Timeout called by Madison Central. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Madison Central with the ball. The Cardinals on a 10-0 run. Madison Central had an early 3-0 lead, but GRC's put it on them ever since. No personnel changes for the Cardinals. Man-to-man. They go into paint. Ty Thomas gets it off with a bounce pass on a backdoor cut. Good switch off there by Ashford. He didn't let him go. Landslaw couldn't get it off. Ray with it. Screen down for Landslaw. He throws up a leaner off the rim. Rebound claimed by Morrison of GRC. Morrison left side. Angles off, looking, pull-up jumper, 18 feet off the back iron, left wing. Here's Madison Central going the other way. Steele with it, holds up in the front court. Now they go left side with it. Landsaw looks into Ty Thomas. You got Montez Gay playing behind him. Both those guys about the same size. Three-point shot, top of the key, that off the mark. Rebounded, fight for the ball, and it's going to be off of Madison Central, possession to the Cards. Bobby, Madison Central made their first three. They missed their last five.
They scored at the 7:54 mark at 6 seconds into the game and have yet to score, and here we are under 4 minutes.
Cards walk it up. Here's Ashford driving over, got to the left elbow, picked up his dribble, shovels it off, and Rashawn Hampton went to the floor, kept the ball. They were screaming travel, but no call there. The student body for Madison Central standing across the way. They're seeing their team trail right here. The Cards with a ball and a 7-point lead. Ashford, blow-by move, flipped it up, got it in. That's the second left-hand layup he's made driving from the right side.
He is ambidextrous. He can go with either hand, and he is not only quick and lethal, he can put it in the bucket.
Big 17-point second half for Malachi Ashford. Led the team in scoring in his inaugural game as a Cardinal player. Some personnel changes. You've got Cam Steele coming in for Madison Central. Ashford completes a three-point play. He's got five in the game so far, and all five Card starters have scored in the game. It's 13-3 GRC, 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Cards stand with a man-to-man. They push it out on the floor. Cam Steele can't get rid of it quick enough. And here's J.P. Gaines with a deflection. Cam Steele got it back. Landsaw to Roy. Top of the key, Steele got in the paint, put up a runner off the back iron, crashed the boards. Gay has it above everyone. 3-on-2, Ashford, right elbow, filling the lane. Gates got it, put it in.
Pass. He trailing the play, got a beautiful pass from the wing, laid it in, Cards 15 straight points.
That could only be a bounce pass, and that's what Ashford delivered. Gaines at the bucket, he's got four. Madison Central looking at this tight man-to-man by GRC. They're trying to post Thomas into the blocks. He's calling for it, can't get it. I said Thomas, actually that's Luke Asher. Here's a floater that's put up and in. That's Cody Morrison. So Madison Central has Cody Morrison. GRC has Brinlin Morrison. Ashford with Cam Steele on him. Chest pass to Gaines. Gaines drives it in, kick it out. Rashawn open three from the baseline off the front of the rim, right in front of the student body of the Indians. Indians with a ball, trailing big here. Perimeter passing by Madison Central. Asher calling for it. Gaines playing behind him. On the right wing, they screen down, pop out Ray. Ray has it out to a three-point line. Rashawn Hampton bodies him up big time. Ashford playing off the ball, giving Steele a little bit of room. And right now, Madison Central showing some patience. And Coach Feldhaus up off the bench telling him what he wants to run. Here's a shot blocked by J.P. Gaines. He blocked that leaner as Steele tried to put it in. Length of the floor pass. Gay, three-pointer, won't go. On the boards, J.P. Gaines with position. That'll be Asher over his back, and anybody could have made that call.
That's right. J.P. doing a tremendous job of getting between his man and the bucket.
J.P. Gaines will go to the free throw line now with that fifth foul in the first quarter. We've got a minute 34 to play. Cards up 10. Landsaw out. Eli Craig comes in for GRC.
Fifth foul, automatic two shots here during each quarter.
Gaines' free throw, he missed it. He has five in the game. He had completed an and one earlier. All five Cardinal starters have scored. Now Eli Craig in for Breland Morrison. As Gaines' free throw, he made one of two. Will the Cards press? Yes, they will. You betcha. Here they come out, man-to-man, full court. Madison Central looking, try to get it up the floor. Driving in is Ray. Ray bounce pass out on top to Landsaw. Now, Coach Feldhaus has gone small. He's got four guards in there, none of them 6 feet tall. Perimeter passing by those guards. Now one of those guards has it. Entry pass into Asher. Asher at 6'3", turns around, faces up, put it up, and he draws the foul. Asher at 6'4 and a half, rather, I should say. That foul is going to be on Gay. That's Montez first, team third of this quarter.
Haven't been able to get it to the interior much, but that time the Indians were able to, and he got it where he could incur and draw the foul.
Now the problems mound for the Indians as the free throw is missed. Gay comes out for GRC, Morrison back in. What do you make of this, Bob? Coach Feldhaus playing four guards. Tallest one is probably 5'10".
He's trying to match up. The card scored 15.
Can't get this beam.
15 straight, you've got to do something.
6 points on fast break buckets for GRC, trying to get some transition defense in there as Asher makes one of the free throws. Approaching a minute to go in the first, Cards with the ball up 10. Ashford, they clear it out. He drives it left side, spinning on Cam Steele, banked it up, put it in. One-on-one move, and Ashford won the battle.
Schooled him, got to the baseline, spun out in front of the goal, popped it in.
Ashford was 7 in the game. Madison Central, trouble getting it up the floor. Now they break the press. Three-point shot on the way. That's missed. Breland Morrison cleans the rebound for the Cards. Swipes it off and looks over to Ashford, who looks at Coach Cook walking the sideline, and Josh Cook puts the thumb down. They'll run the play with 30 seconds. Ashford got a step on the defense. Finds Rayshon Hampton. Come on, Rayshon.
There we go.
He hits a three, top of the key.
21-6.
Big run out here for the Cards. Clock rolling, 15 in the first quarter, 15 seconds. Crossing midcourt, J.P. Gaines got his third deflection, nearly came up with a steal. It'll be Indians basketball on their end of the floor. Cards with a big lead, 21-6. And Montez Gay coming back in, J.P. Gaines will get a breather. I mean, it's only two games, Bobby, but you can see seven men. He's got some interchangeable parts.
Yeah. That's right. Hamp Taylor into the game as well here. End of the quarter.
Seven or eight guys that Coach Cook has played here in the first quarter. Entry pass. They try to look into the post. Can't get the angle. Asher calling for it. Clocks at 4. Unaware of it. Now driving in. Kick it out. Ray with a three-point shot at the horn. He made it.
Huge.
So that put a little salve on the sore right there at Madison Central as Ray hit a three-point shot. As the horn sound, but GRC with a 21-9 lead at the end of the first quarter. Bobby and I'll be back after this 1 minute break. Second quarter play coming your way on WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
GRC basketball at midcourt. The Cardinals have Ashford, Gay, Taylor, Hampton, and Morrison in there. Man-to-man by Madison Central. Rayshon Hampton, long three, feeling it, missed it. Hamp Taylor got the rebound, kick it out to Morrison. He drives the basket, elevates, bank shot, got it in. Boy. Hit the deck and put it in.
Good hop. Beautiful jump stop to the right side of the lane and stroked it home.
4 points on second chance scoring for GRC, adding to that 23-9 lead here early in the second quarter. Landon Ray goes out on top with it. Asher hands it off. They try to set up the screen, nothing going. Screen down, pop out. Asher's going to go one-on-one. Got it in the paint, missed the shot. Montez Gay with a rebound for GRC. Hands it off to Ashford, angling right of the circle. Looks over at the bench, keeps his dribble alive. Flashing up high is Hamp Taylor. Three dribbles, hands it off. Coming over the screen, Breland Morrison. Chicken winging, trying to get separation from Thomas. Morrison one-on-one, got to get rid of it. Second turnover, man. A lot of dribbling.
Yeah, he took it right into two players and got pilfered.
Madison Central has it. Here's Morrison trying to make up for it, and he nearly got a steal as he timed the passing lane pretty well and aggressively tried to step in there. It'll be possession to Madison Central on their end of the floor. In the backcourt, Landon Ray has it. Keep it on the left side now. Screen down, pop out. Here's Steele with an elbow jumper from 15. That's good. Make that landsaw with a 15-footer.
Yeah, he spun around at the top and had an open shot at the elbow.
Ashford gets a high ball screen from Hamp Taylor. Step back three off the back iron, and Cards kind of settling for the first look right now. Landsaw behind the back dribble goes to Ray. Ray all the way on the right blocks, kicks it out. They go straight away. Ball fake, nice one. Driving in, put up
got
the
it.
Runner, and got it in. I like that ball fake. Cody Morrison now with four in the game.
Yeah.
And it's a 10-point lead for the Cards. Coach Cook, his face about as red as that Cardinal gear he's wearing right now. He calls a timeout. We got a 30-second timeout with 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Cards up 10, back after this brief message.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
Cards ball after the timeout. They've got a 10-point lead. Rayshon Hampton launched a three. He's put to the floor. No call on that. Cards now 1 of 7 on the three. Trying to get it under double digits is Ray. He lost it. Steal by Ashford. Lead pass to Gaines. Got it in transition.
Boy, that was pretty there. He just perfect pass. JP nails it.
Cards score on the turnover in the fast break. Landsaw calling for it. He goes out to Ray, and J.P. Gaines bit on the ball fake. He collides with Will Richardson, a foul out beyond the arc. J.P. didn't get cheated on that one.
Not at all. He's holding his side a little bit, but
yep.
He's up, and I believe good enough to go.
Well, he might be, but Coach Cook's taking him out, and returning is Breland Morrison. Morrison joins Ashford, Taylor, Gay, and Hampton on the floor. And Rayshon got in the passing lane, and he fouls Jacob Landshaw going for the steal.
Cards aren't afraid to try to run into that passing lane, trying to use that quickness to create some turnovers and runouts.
Second foul this quarter against the Cardinals. in the game, leading scorer and rebounder for Madison Central, Ty Thomas. He had it and lost it. Here's Ashford, comes up with a steal. Four turnovers by Madison Central. Cards with a ball. Up by 12. Gay, left wing, coming off the screen. The curl. Oh, Hampton missed at the rim. Had a layup on his left side. Couldn't finish. Going the other way. Indians have the ball. Rashawn Hampton goes to the floor. No call. And keeping the dribble alive is Lansall. Ray calling for it. Ray has it out to Richardson, left side. They go with the lob pass in there. As we've got a foul called in there on GRC. Hampton Taylor with a foul. His first, team third. Indians ball underneath their goal. Floated out, and I don't know that that even would have been a backcourt violation. Richardson thought it might be, so he tiptoed the line. 4:45 to go here in this first half. 25-13, Cards with a lead. Backdoor cut. Can't get a shot off. Nice look in there for Morrison. Morrison on Morrison. Breland on Cody for the Central team. Double team on the right side of the lane. They go to Cody Morrison. Got to the blocks. Kick it out. Three-point shot. Go. Good from the right wing. And that one in there from Will Richardson.
Foul line.
He made the three.
Yeah, good ball movement created. He had just enough time to get it off and cut the lead inside double digits.
Student body getting loud for Madison Central. Breland Morrison from the right elbow. Kicks it over to Hampton. Rashawn, one dribble, and straight away now to Malachi Ashford between the circle. Coach Cook saying, pass the ball, guys. They whip it around. Now Hampton drives in, jump stop, put up the runner, and there'll be a foul as Rashawn pushed it into the lane. And that foul is going to be on number 11. That'll be Jacob Lansall, his first. That'll be the team's first of this quarter.
Number three.
Rashawn Hampton at the foul line for GRC. He's got 5 points in the game. Had but a lone three in the opener at Campbell County, and he's having a little trouble with his shooting eye. This free throw, last year he was the team's best free throw shooter percentage-wise, up around 83%. He missed that one there. He's got another one coming, and he makes the second. And we got technical foul called on the Madison Central bench. It'll be on Coach Feldhaus, and he will be relegated to take a seat as he is still barking and chewing to one of the other officials as the Cards will get to select who they want to shoot the free throw. And Coach Cook, I would endorse his selection. He's going to send Malachi Ashford down there.
That technical probably result of the drive that Hampton made down the lane, he forced the contact near the goal, almost got an and one, but wasn't in agreement with what Coach Feldhaus saw.
Ashford makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. He made 5 of 5 in the second half at the Campbell County game, and Ashford makes both free throws here. So the Cards will keep possession of the basketball.
Back up to a 13-point lead here, or 12, 28-16.
Midway through the second quarter, bounce pass on the wing. Feed it to Gay on the right blocks. Pivoting, drop step, there got it go. On the baseline, and he was patient, Bobby.
Very patient.
Yeah.
He looked to the middle and spun the other way to the baseline and popped it on.
Nice drop step by Gay as now the Central looking at a tight man-to-man by GRC. Driving it all the way as Ray hands it off. Coming off that screen, Morrison guarding Morrison. Cody with a fadeaway, missed it. Hampton with a rebound for GRC. Long bounce pass to Montez Gay, who gathers it up, put it in, drew a foul. He was just bigger and stronger than Will Richardson. Richardson at 5'11 and 148, and Montez at 6'4 and 180.
Down the right wing, a bounce pass that he had to go low for, but he was able to gather it, put it up in traffic, and nail the bucket.
Can't complete the three-point play. Gay with 5 points in the game. Cards doubling up Madison Central here. Breland Morrison got a steal. Numbers aren't there, but he Euro steps, handed off to Hampton, put it up and in.
That's what you call just super basketball.
We've got horn sounding, time on the floor as they pick up the basketball, and that's going to give Coach Feldhaus a time to make some personnel changes. With the clock stopped, 3:06 to go in this first half. Cards with a 34-16 lead. Madison Central with the ball. They throw the lob. Got the advantage with 6'6 Thomas, who put it in.
Yeah, he was uncontested there. Beautiful pass, entry pass over the defense, and all he had to do was turn around and flip it home.
Ashford walks it up for the Cards, takes it to the top of the key, left-handed pass over to Brendan Morrison. Morrison to Rayshon Hampton, feeling the three, and he hit it. He got a 25-footer there and looked at the student body as he ran down the floor.
Cards up 17, their biggest lead of the night.
11 points for Rayshon Hampton. Breland Morrison trying to get a steal, and they're going to call a foul on him. That's going to be his first, or make his second.
Yeah, check that. I said 17. That's a 19-point lead.
Hampton Taylor comes out. Maddox Campbell in for GRC. Also, Eli Craig checks in for the Cardinals. So you got Craig, Campbell, Hampton, Gay, who swats at a shot that's missed, and a guy with the ball, Ashford. That's the five for GRC. Ashford looks over at Coach Cook. Madison Central staying man-to-man. Angling off to the right, Ashford now comes to the top of the key. They screen down, Freak Craig. First touch of the ball off the bench, missed a three. Rayshon Hampton got it up, put it in.
Boy, he was right there, under right place, right time, under the basket. Got that shot, put it back up over the rim.
13 in the game for Hampton. Adds to that Card lead. Driving in, Ray got to the right of the lane, check there, kick it out, three-pointer on the way, not there. Hampton with another rebound for GRC, three on two, ball fake, scoop shot, got it in on the layup, fast break bucket.
Yeah, he acted like he was going to take it across the lane, but instead kept it and popped it in. Cards up 23 points.
This Cardinal crowd are really being treated to some nice up-and-down basketball. Madison Central, their fans, just really quiet, almost a state of shock here. Cards all over them. They go into the low post on the blocks. Thomas kick it out. Steele with the three, that's good. They went a little inside-outside. Steele hits, that's the fourth three for Madison Central. They're 4 of 10 shooting the three, but just not enough of them. Ashford drives it off to the right, keeps his dribble, pulls it out. Ray checked him there on the top. Campbell leaves the screen. Maddox Campbell, pick and roll. He's open. They throw the pass just a little late, and it's picked off by Steele. Coming up now, Morrison. Cody Morrison passes on the wing. They drop it right baseline, flashing across the lane. They try to go into Thomas. Maddox Campbell playing behind him, doing a good job defensively. They look into the paint as he flashes across the lane, he being Thomas. Thomas has it. Campbell bodies him up. Thomas elevates, missed the shot. Campbell with a good block out, and Gabe got the rebound. And that's what Coach wanted. Yeah. He put him in off the bench. Give me something. I need some bigs in the paint.
Well, he did a good job of screening him off after the shot. Montez there to get the board inside 15 seconds.
Cards will hold for the last one. They've got the big lead, 41-20. Ashford goes over to Gay, and we're going to have a moving screen, and that's going to be on Maddox Campbell. We gave him some love, Bobby, and then he got the foul and turned it over.
But he's out there giving it his all.
The old announcer's jinx. Coming in, the JV star, Gunner Wood, he replaces Maddox Campbell on JV. Note, it was 49-41, Madison Central defeating GRC. Clock at 7, now at 5. They go back over, a dangerous pass, and they're going to be over and back. So Cards will get the last shot, it would appear, as Madison Central, with Coach Feldhaus relegated to the bench, he can't stand up anymore, drawing that technical, I'm sure. That drew his ire there. Campbell back in. Woods comes out. Coach Cook also putting in Breland Morrison. And now he's going to send Morrison in. Eli Craig comes out. 2 seconds. Throw the lob. Broken up and... turnover, launched at the horn, that won't go. Cards with a big first half, scored a lot of points. They more than double up Madison Central. So GRC leading here at halftime in the boys' action. The Cardinal boys team leading 41-20 over Madison Central. We'll take a two-minute break. Bobby Baldwin, I'm Joel Bennett. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime report, and that show will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that straight ahead on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Here at Madison Central High School, here in the gym, we've got George Roger Clark boys leading at halftime. The Cardinals up by a score of 41-20. GRC scoring a lot of points, and it's been a balanced attack, both in the quarters, 21 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second. It's also been a balanced scoring attack in the lineup that Coach Cook has put out there. Cards lead 41-20. This game started off, Madison Central hit their first three. Then they missed their next five from behind the arc. They led 3-0, and Bobby, that was it. It was short-lived.
For the next 6 minutes, 20 seconds, they went scoreless. The Cards scored 16, took control of this game. They were leading by 13 at that point and stretched it out to 21-9 after one, and then just continued to ride the wave.
And GRC, again, Cardinals 41-20 leading here. And when you look at some of the numbers in this, Bobby, it's been fast break, the transition game of GRC. We mentioned in the pregame that the last game, Madison Central only shot 2 free throws. Well, yeah, that's all they've done here in the first half. It's more of a perimeter jump shooting team, not a slash and drive.
Well, that's true. They don't really attack the rim. The Cards, on the other hand, can not only make the three, especially when they're hitting, but they have a preponderance to be able to take the opposition off the dribble, get to the rack, if you will, and have been very, very efficient by penetrating, breaking down, and scoring close.
Halftime score 41-20 in favor of the George Rogers Clark Cardinals. I want to remind you that the basketball game on Thursday will be a home game. It's the same Cardinal boys team will be playing Pendleton County. That game, everything's been moved back 15 minutes. So if you get there at 7:30, you're going to have time to go to concessions, right?
Or
come early and watch freshman, JV, and varsity. You got a triple header.
Triple header, and that's probably the reason why you're trying to play three games. And trust me, folks, they've got good popcorn at GRC Arena.
So that's on Thursday night. Right now, we got to take care of matters at hand, and the Cards off to a good start with that. They lead 41-20 over Madison Central here at halftime. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back, I will have stats, game summary, all that, a look around the state, games being played tonight. That's all straight ahead on the halftime show. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Appreciate the Chamber of Commerce there and all of our sponsors that jump in here and allow us to bring you GRC Sports. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Madison Central, the competition cards boys team winning right now 41-20 at halftime. Look at some of the numbers in the first half. GRC shot only 2 of 9 from three-point range. Madison Central, they are 4 of 10. Turnovers in the game, 5 committed by GRC, 6 turnovers by Madison Central. Second chance scoring, it's a 6-0 edge for the Cardinals. And in fast break scoring, get this, it's a 12-0 edge for the Cards in transition buckets. GRC went 7 of 11 at the free throw line, while Madison Central, they were 1 of 2. In the first half of play, leading scorer, 5 points for Jacob Landsaw for Madison Central, 4 for Cody Morrison, 3 points by a couple of other players. Our leading scorer, Ty Thomas, 2 points and 2 fouls in that first half of play. For the Cardinals of GRC, Coach Cook played 9 players again in the first half. Rayshon Hampton leading the way. He's got 15 in the ball game behind a 10-point second quarter play. Other scoring, 9 points for Malachi Ashford, 3 of 3 at the foul line. You've got 8 points scored by J.P. Gaines. He got 6 in the first quarter alone. Other scoring, 5 points for Montez Gay. He's blocked a couple of shots. Breland Morrison, 4 points in the ball game. And the other players that played but failed to score are Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, Gunnar Woods, and Hamp Taylor. So, again, he played 9 players, Bobby. So I asked you, what does that mean if you're on the bench? And you said you better be awake and be ready.
Be ready. That's it, because when he puts you in, it's for a reason. And if it means you need to box that guy out, do it. If that means pressure him out at the top, then do that. But regardless of the reason, be ready.
Looking at some of the games being played tonight, one of our opponents coming up Saturday, Nicholas County, they're going to be playing at Augusta Western High School at Ballard. Ballard, a top 10 team, ranked number 7th in the state. Elizabethtown taking on Bowling Green, another top 10 team. Bowling Green there, and Elizabethtown one of the best out of the 5th. Bryan Station hosting Western Hills. Covington Catholic, 4th-ranked team. They are hosting St. Henry PRP at Manual High. Danville Christian at Evangel Christian. Now, Evangel Christian in the top 12 as well in the state. Pendleton County will be our opponent Thursday night. They play at Fleming County. Paul Lawrence Dunbar at Harrison County. Henry Clay hosting Lincoln County. Lexington Catholic at Lafayette. Lyon County sporting Brock Shoulders and Travis Perry. They're playing at Livingston Central. They're the number 2 ranked team in the state. Bourbon County at Menifee County. Paris hosting Woodford County. Montgomery County at Powell County tonight. Mason County at Simon Kenton. You've got Tate's Creek hosting Lexington Christian. Also, Bethlehem at Washington County. Washington County, a team that's made the top 25. And Taylor County at Wayne County. So that's a look around the area. You got a Cardinal battle there. Well, these Cardinals here are leading by a score of 20-41. Both teams coming out of the locker room, going through a shoot-around. Bobby and I will take our final one-minute break when we come back. Second half play coming your way on WWKY.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Tommy running that board there, Bobby, playing Tom Petty. Don't do me like that. That's what the Indians are saying, I guess. Cards leading 41-20.
Well, Cards definitely have the cush, and very seldom do you play against Madison Central where you have them doubled up at halftime, but we still have 16 minutes left. Anything can happen.
Right, and this team, hey, they've got a state championship under their belt. They're six-time region champs. And, man, we were talking 2 years ago, they were loaded. That's Trey Skaggs, a 6'6 point guard, and you had Will Harden, who was two-time player of the year in the 11th region. I mean, they were loaded.
They and, had some players.
Yeah, Jalen Davis, I believe, was on that team. Hagan Harrison, they were strong. Central with the ball, and Ty Thomas trying to muscle his way into paint. And, he's going to be in there long enough to get squatters rights. And he goes and puts it in, yeah. He was in there forever.
Wow.
He gets a basket after fumbling the ball and picking it up. Here's the Cards' first possession in the third quarter. Ashford looks over at Coach Cook. Coach Cook walking the sideline. Ashford dribbling, bounce pass off the curl, pull up, mid-range jumper is good.
Play. Yeah, he curled off from the right side inside the foul line and just stroked it in from 12.
Like that mid-range jumper.
Oh, beautiful pass, beautiful play.
Mid-range jumper, that's something that's forgotten sometimes.
It is.
Here's a pass around the perimeter by Madison Central. GRC staying man-to-man. Ray at the foul line, picked up his dribble. Ashford clamps down. They look into the post. They got it to Thomas. J.P. Gaines playing with two fouls behind him. And Thomas hooked him on the baseline. And Gaines is saying, did you see that arm reach around me? And now the Cardinal fans standing up and letting them know that that's a third on J.P.
Yeah, he's outsized, but he's not out tough.
Yeah, and that's definitely hooked him.
Yeah.
They throw it into the backcourt. Picking it up is Jacob Lansall. Lansall runs it off to the right side, straight away to Morrison. Lansall takes it back on the left wing. Two-man game between he and Thomas. Got deep. Lansall can't complete. And Montez Gay, with his fifth rebounds, hands it off to Ashford. Malachi in a hurry. Got to the elbow. Circles back around. Keeps the dribble. Montez Gay between the circles says, here you go. Gets it back to Ashford. Man-to-man by Madison Central. Pick and pop, nothing there. Ashford looks, finds Breland Morrison. Morrison going against Cody Morrison. Elevate, short-armed it. Rebounded by Thomas, one and done for the Cards. Here's Lansaw down the middle, over to Ray. Ray driving. He stripped as he got in there. Thomas picked it up and put it in, though.
Right place, right time for Thomas. That's his second bucket here in the second half.
Cards, we played a couple of minutes. They only have one basket. Ashford for GRC passes on the right wing. Rayshon Hampton had a 15-point first half. Looks to add to it with a 3-point shot, and he does. Step back three.
And we have a timeout, I believe, by Coach Cook, a 30-second.
30-second timeout by the Cards, and just a little over 2 minutes deep here in the third. Back after this brief 30-second break.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Madison Central with the ball after the Cardinal timeout. GRC with Hampton, Gay, Ashford, Morrison, and Gaines. Here's JP. Gaines got a steal, and they're going to push him out of bounds, and they will call a foul on Madison Central. That's going to be on Landon Ray, his second. Team first to the third. JP Gaines comes out. Maddox Campbell comes in.
He tried to throw a cross-court 30-foot pass against quickness, and it's going to get pilfered, and that's what happened there.
Campbell hands it off. Breland Morrison trying to get separation, and again, sticks that forearm out. No call on that. Hands it off to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn dribbling out here near midcourt, hands it off to Hampton. Sliding through the screen is Ray. Ray and Ashford, both of them about the same size. Malachi at the foul line, spinning, got deep, drew contact, bank shot, not there. Good defensive job by Ray. Ray's going to push it right back at Ashford. He's on the right side on the wing, straight away. They reverse it left side. Steele passed up an open three, and he throws a bad pass that's picked off by Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn, instead of pushing it, now he goes, finds another gear, and he lost the ball, and they're going to call a charging foul on Rashawn as he pushed off Lanshaw, they said. Second on Rashawn, team sixth turnover.
I like the aggressiveness, yes. All that. At that time, it was a little too aggressive, but the Cards are attacking, and this lead shows that.
He changed gears a little bit there, and he got called for the foul. Here's Thomas way out near midcourt. 46-24, Cards leading, Madison Central with the ball. 4:45 to go in the third. Madison Central runs the weave, an abbreviated version of it. Lansall goes on the blocks, spinning. Ray, fadeaway shot, missed it. Rashawn Hampton with another rebound, his fifth. Down the middle of the floor, crossover dribble, spinning. 10-foot leaner, not there, tried to follow his own shot. Hits the floor, three other players are on the deck. Coming away with it, Madison Central. You got to like the energy. You just didn't get the finish.
Yeah, they're really giving it all they have out there.
Ray cut off at the foul line. Goes over to Livingston. Here's a three-point shot launched and missed. And Maddox Campbell again doing a good job blocking out, Bobby. It's things like that don't get the publicity in the box score, but he's done a good job keeping a guy that's 4 inches taller off the board.
Well, trust me, coaches on the bench are most appreciative of that type of effort, and Maddox doing the job.
So he stays in the game. Substitutions by Madison Central, but the Cards have Morrison, Campbell, Hampton, Gay, and Ashford on the floor. Maddox Campbell hands it off to Breland Morrison between the circle. Top of the key, right side to Ashford. Ashford throws a lob. Montez got it, drop step, sealed his player off and put it in.
Yeah, he certainly did. That was a beautiful pass, too, from the right wing to Montez on the low block.
As Bobby described, the angle was just perfect there. 48-24, Cards doubling up, Madison Central in the paint. Yeah, we got traveling called on Landon Ray. He got in there, and his shoes let him down. Slid his feet. Madison Central with token pressure. Nothing that's putting a lot of ball turning pressure as the Cards bring it up. Rashawn Hampton crosses over. He's going to shoot a step back three. Missed it. Followed. Got his own shot. Power dribble in the paint. And they call him for traveling. Again, maybe he's trying hard.
He knew where his miss was going, and he went and retrieved it, but then when he tried to attack the basket with it, trying to create space, he shuffled those puppies.
Madison Central with another substitution. This time they bring back into the game Morrison. He's got the ball now, bounce pass. They go high post, Ray with it, over to Morrison, open three, fresh off the bench. He hit a three.
Yeah, he did a nice job that time of finding the open spot on the arc, foul line extended, and nailed that one.
Ashford brings it up inside of 3 minutes to play in the third. Cards with a ball and a big lead. Gay with a mismatch. Instead, kicked it out. Good reversal by Campbell to Ashford, and his shot is partially blocked on a three. Yeah, it should be Cardinal ball. They're giving Ashford the air ball sign.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah, there was. Eli Craig comes in for the Cardinals. Gay calling for a lob, didn't get it. Morrison off the down screen, hits a 10-footer right baseline.
Yeah, he got a nice screen just above that and took it to the baseline, stroked it home. Cards back up 23.
2.5 minutes to play in the third. 8 points in the game for Breland Morrison, senior from Christian County. Perimeter passing by Madison Central. Thomas steps up. Boy, and he set the screen, but he just took both forearms, just shoved them right into Breland Morrison, who just calmly walked away from it. That's going to be three fouls on Thomas. There'll be another turnover. 10 turnovers committed by Madison Central. They bring Asher back in. Asher looks young. He is. He's a sophomore. Good-looking kid. He sure 6'5", 190. Yeah. I don't know about 6'5". That's what they're listening at. 6'4 and a half, excuse me.
Well, he's approaching 6'5".
Approaching it, yeah. Cards ball on their end of the floor. Maddox Campbell out on top, wants some help. Bounce pass to Ashford, throws the lob to Montez Gay. Put it up with a left hand and missed it. Montez goes to the floor. And a reason for that, he gets helped up, and that foul will be called on Luke Asher, his second.
Boy, they're
third team of this quarter.
Nice entry passes to the low block. Good angles, good height.
Ashford looking, wants to throw the lob to Gay. He does. Montez got it in the paint. Bank shot, put it in.
Well, I tell you what, Ashford and Gay spot on there again, repeating ourselves. Beautiful entry pass.
9 points in the game for Montez Gay. Breland Morrison gambled, did not get the steal, and we've got a foul. Call a foul on Eli Craig away from the ball. His first, team third of this quarter. Minute 50 to play in the third. Cards have led, other than the 3-0 lead by Madison Central to begin this game. It's been GRC ever since. Ashford, one dribble, goes to steal. He shoots a three, top of the key. Breland Morrison up high above everyone, pulls it down on the rebounded miss. Right now, Madison Central, 5 of 13 from behind the arc. Ashford, between the leg dribble, trying to shake Cam Steele. He goes on the left wing to Morrison. Morrison out to Eli Craig. Steps into a three. That one comes off the rim. Maddox Campbell rebound. Jump that? Hook. Put it in.
He stuck with it. He had his man sealed under the basket. Got that rebound and stroked it home. Doubled up again. 54-27.
Campbell trying to play some post defense now against Asher, who drives in, puts up the shot, and put it in. A little taller guy, but Campbell had a body on him. Just a good play.
Making him work for it.
Inside a minute, clock rolling. Cards with a ball in the big lead. Ashford drives in. We've seen that blow-by move before.
And he got the step, and the party was over.
He's got double figures with 11. Cards up, 56-29. A foul as Cam Steele tried to take it into the paint. Ashford picks up the foul, his second. Fourth team of this quarter. Amp Taylor comes in. Maggis Campbell. No, they're going to take Montez Gay out. Wood comes in. Malachi Ashford out.
Well, that's good. I think Malachi for his first blow, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah,
Coach Cook, give him an extra minute here.
He needs it. That's good. He's really been an anchor.
Perimeter passing by Madison Central, 38 on the clock. Bounced to a high post pass. Asher missed everything. Rebounded by Maddox Campbell, his third. He flips it off to Gunner Woods, who's in there. Woods, Campbell, Hampton, Taylor, and Craig in the game. Rayshon, right wing, off to Eli Craig, top of the key. Clock at 18. Craig, left elbow, kick it out. Hampton, three ball, rimmed out. Going the other way with it. Madison Central. Hampton makes a stab, didn't get it. Steal with the ball. Mismatch out on top. Now they go over to Ray. Launched a three. Hit one at the horn earlier, and this time a fadeaway put up, and that is missed at the horn. We've got three quarters of play in the books. Cardinals leading big as they continue to pour it on. They lead here at the end of three quarters of play. George Rogers Clark, 56. Madison Central Indians, 29. Bobby and I will be back. 1 minute break. Fourth and final quarter coming your way right here on WWKY.
Country Time Motors has earned their reputation as the best automotive dealership in the area with excellent sales and service to their customers. Country Time Motors offers their lifetime warranty protection program with no document or processing fees and unparalleled financing options. Integrity, honesty, and a desire to serve your transportation need with premium cars, trucks, and SUVs. You're number one with Country Time Motors. Country Time Motors, just off I-64, exit 96. In Winchester.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Fourth quarter play getting ready to get underway. The Cardinals leading 56-29 over Madison Central here in boys action. Is looking, Bobby, three seniors started this game for GRC, and those three seniors have combined for 34 of the 56 points.
Well, when you got
leadership,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, isn't that something? Leadership and basically just stronger skill sets all around for the Cards.
Ashford leans in, had his shot blocked. He was determined, but
forced it.
Yeah, but Madison Central said no.
No, not this time. He wasn't going to get that one off.
Perimeter passing by the Indians. They go high point. Now Asher passed up a shot. He kicks it out. 3-point shots missed. Asher put it up and put it in. That's the first second chance scoring tonight by the Indians.
And Coach Cook not happy about it in a timeout.
He calls time as he wants some backboard toughness. And right now he's talking to his team. We've got a 56-31 lead for the Cards. Back in 1 minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
With a ball as J.P. Gaines feeds Montez Gay, who couldn't finish at the rim. Gaines made a nice play after he drew the double team, hooked the pass over his shoulder. Montez tried with the left hand, couldn't do it. 2-3 zone by the Cardinals now, and boy, I tell you what, Asher just rolled to the basket, and they found him with a bounce pass. They found a gap in that zone, didn't they, Bob?
Coach Fieldhouse drew up a neat play there for an easy deuce.
Double team on Rashawn Hampton. He picks up the dribble, needs help. J.P. Gaines makes himself available. Gaines going one-on-one. He is stripped by Asher, and the official right on it to look at it, and that foul will be on Asher, his third. And that'll be the third on Madison Central in this quarter. J.P. Gaines at the free throw line. J.P. tonight, he is 2-for-3 at the foul line. He's got 8 points. Now he's got 9 points to go along with a couple of steals. Like seeing getting double figures. Gaines, a 6'2 senior. Free throw on the way. He'll have to wait. He got his own rebound on the miss. He's at the foul line. Flips it over. Ashford, a long three. Shot it flat. Shot it short. Cards now 3-of-15 shooting the three. But GRC with a 57-33 lead. The Cardinals are out of that 2-3 zone, going man-to-man now. On the blocks, Thomas, jump hook, in the paint, missed it. Rebounded by Morrison for GRC, the Cardinals. Morrison spinning, running hook at the rim, missed a shot. Thomas with a rebound, going the other way.
Got it all but the bucket. Did a nice job of going coast to coast after getting the board.
Thomas across the lane, didn't get it. Asher, a determined man, drives in, had a step on Gaines, but didn't finish. Here's Ashford in a hurry, behind the back dribble, responding quickly, Cam Steele. A couple of good players there. I mean, those guys are about the same size, both of them quick as cats. Ashford passes over on the left wing. Morrison leaves it for Montez Gay. Backdoor cut, Rayshon caught it in the paint. Ball fake, put it up, put it in. Yeah. He schooled a younger, smaller player there.
Yeah, he got Goatley on that one for sure.
Goatley a little smaller, and Rayshon just elevated. Trailing the play is Asher. 12-foot shot off the back iron. He got the roll. Nice-looking player off the bench for Coach Feldhaus. I think he's going to find playing time. 6'4 and a half, 192 pounds. He's got 9 points in the game off the bench. Asher driving in. Leans into Steele. Little floater. Didn't go down. Coming away with a rebound, Cody Morrison for Madison Central. Angles off to the right. He's on the wing. Stop and go move. Bounce pass. Here's Asher trying to get into double figures, and they're going to call a foul. Nice looking sophomore player.
Yeah.
Foul is going to be on J.P. Gaines. That's going to be his fourth. And Coach Feldhaus bringing in four players, and one of the guys he's taking out is Asher. We were complimenting.
So. Yeah. Asher's worked hard. He's played well, but maybe deserves a little more PT.
Driving in, Steele elevates. Rashawn Hampton blocked the shot. Thomas has it. Hits a three from the left baseline.
That gets him within 21 here at the 450 mark.
Ashford walks it up for the Cardinals. Needs help. Can't find Hampton. Goes to Morrison instead. Morrison right of the circle. Keeps a dribble. Gaines screens down. Hands it off. Now Gay has it. They go into Morrison, posting up. Bank shot good. He sealed off very well. He had Morrison on Morrison. And Brindley just put him on his hip and scored
on
it.
He sure did. He did a good job. But, again, another good entry pass.
Cards right now playing a run and jump. And, again, we saw this at Campbell County. They'll take their tallest player on the floor, Montez Gay, at 6'4", and put him on the point. And right now you've got guards that are 5'8", 5'9", trying to pass over him. One of those guards is Landshaw, who took the shot and hit it from the left baseline.
41-61. Cards, 4'11 left.
Ashford in the front court. Two-hand chest pass to Morrison. Screen down, pop out Rashawn Hampton. He missed the three. Tipped at the rim by Gaines. Didn't get it. Thomas comes away with a board for the Indians. Indians in the front court, driving in. Nice move by Ray, and he missed at the rim. Morrison with a rebound for Cards. Morrison, three on three, all the way down. Spinning, leans up, put it up and in. He put a shoulder into the Indian player.
Again, coast to coast. Morrison, he gets it, and he'll find his way to the other basket.
Yeah. If you don't stop him, hey, you just keep dribbling until the defense stops you. But that's the way it goes. We got time on the floor. Back in 1 minute. Cards up big.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Indians with the basketball after that timeout as they pass around the perimeter. Cards playing man-to-man. Morrison, Ashford, Gay, Hampton, and Gaines on the floor. Thomas tries to go baseline with a drop step. Got Montez Gay to commit with a ball fake, and that foul is going to be on Gay, his second.
Thomas,
the team second. Go ahead, Bob.
He did a good job. He got the ball on the low left block and weaved his way to the other side of the basket, and the pump fake got him on the foul line. But he had to work for it.
9 points in the game after only two in the first half, and he misses a free throw here. And Thomas, the leading scorer and rebounder on this club. He's a senior, 6'6", post player. Another free throw coming. 3:20 to go in the game. Missed them both. Here's Morrison with another rebound. And again, if you don't stop him, he's going to run all the way to the other end. And I believe Ray got him in the back.
He was certainly headed there.
Yeah, he was. He's a fast guy. He peels it off the board. He don't look for an outlet pass. He's going to push it down the floor on the dribble. They clear it out. Gaines fakes the handoff to Ashford. Goes one-on-one on Steele. JP got on the left blocks, tried to elevate, and he'll go to the foul line. JP trying to get double figures. He's got 9 points in the game. He is 3 of 5 at the free throw stripe tonight. That foul is on Steele.
Yeah, Eli Steele got him there, but JP worked his way into two more free throws.
Well, Gaines makes the free throw here, so he's got his double figures tonight.
Good for him.
Pair of seniors there, Steele and Gaines, both of them 6'2", both of them seniors, and JP makes both free throws. Playing a good game tonight. Got a couple of steals. Had 4 rebounds in the opening game.
Guards by 24 here.
Entry pass into Thomas. Wanting to go to work. Gets in the paint. Gay shut him down. Jump hook. Rimmed out. There's Breland Morrison with another rebound. This time he passes it off to Ashford. Didn't take out of there this time. Handed off to Hampton. Gay cuts through. Didn't get it. Screen down. Pop out Gaines. Work it left side. Backdoor cut. Nothing there for Hampton. So Morrison hands it off to Ashford. Man-to-man by Madison Central. They're playing off their man a little bit. GRC working around the perimeter. Gay will shoot and hit a three.
Yeah, top of the key three. They gave him the space. He said, why not? 27-point lead, tying their biggest of the game.
12 points in the game for Montez Gay. That's his first three of the game. Perimeter passing by the Indians. Rayshon Hampton goes to the floor, and they're going to call the foul on Rayshon Hampton, and he picks up the foul. And right now they call time on the floor. No, not necessarily. Coach Cook putting in a whole new set of players. We'll set the guys that are in the game. So a new set of five in there. Hampton Taylor, you also have in the ball game, Abram Howard, Gunnar Woods, Hap Taylor, Eli Craig, and Maddox Campbell. Pull-up 15-foot shot, missed. Rebounded there by Gunnar Woods. He'll bring it up, go right down the middle of the floor with 2 minutes to play here in this ball game. Eli Craig, he'll shoot a three. He's 0 for 3, now make it 0 for 4. Good outside shooter. He hot last year, late in the season. Going to pick that eye back up. To get that shooting eye back, he'll be putting some points on the board for the Cards. Indians with perimeter passing. As the Cards lead big here with 1.5 minutes to play. Entry pass goes down on the blocks. Hamp Taylor playing behind the post player. Kicked out, trying to make a move is Joe Powers. Joe Powers can't get it off, so here's Lansall, the fadeaway, and he got it up and in.
He did a good job of taking the defender to about 8 feet out in front and spun around, put it in.
Howard with the basketball, picked up his dribble, hands it off to Gunnar Wood. Both those guys played a lot of minutes in the JV game. Hemp Taylor got it in the paint. Go up, big guy. Left hook, not there. Maddox Campbell, rebound, put it up and in.
He got the inside position on the miss and was able to stroke it in.
Second basket for Maddox Campbell, both rebound putbacks. Card 70-43. Central with the ball. The Indians getting beaten by the Cards tonight, and that tone was set early. Christian's shot in the paint is missed. Hampton Taylor, good defense there. Both those guys, 6'3".
Number
Coming back in, Will Richardson for Madison Central, and pretty much Coach Feldhaus, if you dressed out, you're playing in the game. Howard walks it up for the Cardinals, looks over at Coach Cook, who's coached this entire game standing. Maddox Campbell tried to make a move, step back three, missed that one, crashing the boards. Eli Craig tried to keep it alive. Madison Central has it. 10 seconds. Indians with the ball. Who's going to shoot the last one? Three-pointer on the way that's missed, and Maddox Campbell got the rebound for the Cards. Just waiting for the horn, and there it is. GRC wins this one in a mighty way. Big score tonight for the Cardinals. GRC 70, Madison Central 43. So a 70-43 win for the Cardinals. As they push their record to 2-0, Madison Central, they go to 1-2. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a game recap, scoring, and summaries. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Cardinals win big tonight, 70-43, as they take out Madison Central tonight. GRC with a 2-0 record on the season, and Madison Central, their record goes to 1-2. The Cardinals led most of this entire ball game. It was Madison Central making a three-point shot to begin the ball game, and then Bobby told us they went 6 minutes without a point. And at that point in time, the Cardinals off and running and never trailed in this game after that 3-0 lead.
Now they had a 15-point run there, got 15-3 lead, and wound up 21-9 at the end of the quarter. They expanded it to 41-20 at halftime and then built on that to eventual 27-point margins after three, and then the final score also 27 at 70-43. Just a tremendous offensive and defensive effort by the Cards tonight, and in a way, surprising victory.
Yeah, Coach Cook now 7-2 versus Madison Central. And Madison Central had, you know, they had pretty good size, but their players were mechanical. They ran the plays. They were very mechanical. The Cardinal players seemed to be more fluid, and that's embodied with they had 16 fast break points. The Cardinals did 0 for Madison Central. The Cards had 12 points on second chance putbacks. Madison Central had 2. So the team that looked, you know, sound fundamentally, the more fluid team, really won big in those two categories.
Well, it comes down to just a little better overall athletic ability from the GRC Cards tonight, their superior quickness. And then once they got to stroking the ball, their confidence seemed to rise, and they had excellent entry passes from outside or near the arc to the low block and took advantage of mismatches low. And all you can say is they just had Coach Feldhaus's number tonight, and that's rare for him to be defeated by anybody by 27 points.
Right here on the home floor of Madison Central. Looking at some of the unofficial numbers in the game, again, the final 70-43 for the Cardinals. The Cards didn't shoot that well from outside the arc. They were 4 of 18 in three-point shooting, while Madison Central, they went 7 of 18. Seven turnovers by GRC, only two in the second half. 10 turnovers by the Indians. Second chance scoring, a 12-2 edge to the Cardinals, and fast break scoring, a 16-0 edge to the Cardinals. GRC went 10 of 15 at the foul line. Madison Central, they went 1 of 4. Leading scorer for the Indians, 10 points for Jacob Lansaw, 9 for Ty Thomas, a couple of other players, Morrison and Asher with 7 each. For GRC, the Cardinals head coach Josh Cook coming up here. Head coach Cook comes up here, and his Cardinal team tonight, a lot of balanced scoring. And again, the trio of seniors really set the tone for him tonight. 20 points for Rayshon Hampton. He had 11 points for Malachi Ashford, 12 points Montez Gay, 11 for J.P. Gaines, 12 for Breland Morrison, 4 points for Maddox Campbell on a couple of rebound putbacks, and he had five other Cardinals that played in the game but failed to score. So Coach Cook's up here, and he picks up, I believe this is win number 307 in his high school coaching career, number 192 at GRC. You're right now 7-2 against Madison Central. I thought the big thing tonight, when I look at this, you got a team that's a good outside shooting team against Madison Central, but they were very mechanical. Your guys were very fluid. They ran the it ended up being 16-0 in fast break points, and you got 12-2 on them on second chance putbacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about being defensively in position. They run some good actions and some good offense. All that stuff we practice in Shale. And, I mean, when you're pressing full court, you want to be aggressive. But in half court, we're not really trying to be. We're trying to be solid at times.
Sound, yeah.
Yeah, and be solid, be in the right spot, because if you're in the right spot, it also puts you in position to box out and rebound. And when we did that, you know, and I'm fine with them a little bit, you know. I mean, I still want them to do better, you know what I mean? They're trying, like, Coach, we're winning.
You're kidding me. You got a 20-point lead, and he called a timeout.
I want them to be – I just want them to be better, like, you know, and then – understand the flow.
Sure.
You can keep playing. And so, you know, you got to keep guarding. If they guard, you know, when you guard and rebound, I'll let you run all you want, as long as you don't shoot a crazy one.
Yeah.
But if you rebound, if you guard and rebound, guys, I'll let you go play. I'm good with that. But you got to guard first. So, and they done, there was times, man, that really separated us in this game as we just guarded in half court.
Yeah, and even when they try to skip past J.P. Gaines, a couple of steals tonight, Breland Morrison, he's a coast-to-coast kind of guy. He don't look for the outlet pass. But something Bobby and I talked about, Coach, in the half court, you got guys, Malachi Ashford making a good pass, Montez Gay sealing his guy off. We saw some drop steps to the baseline. We saw good angles on entry passes, things that are pleasing to a coach, I know.
Yeah, it's really just, I mean, that's just playing selfish. I never keep up with who's scoring the most points. And in today's game, I still think that's something that maybe people forget. You know, everybody kind of gets caught up. The first thing, what's my points on social media? Like, your points, sir, you should be your total, your team. I'm going to let your team wins. And then at the end of the day, if you focus on that, everything else will come. Like, you'll sacrifice for the team. You'll get your individual accolades, you know. And so, you know, tonight we had five guys double figures.
Yep.
I mean, that's just playing basketball and playing together. And then when somebody scouts you, like, it makes them hard to scout you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Breland has to be getting to the rim for Ray to be open. Ray has to make shots for Breland to be open. Malachi has to organize, you know, he has to run the show for, you know, guys to get the ball. And then Malachi, man-to-man, gets to make plays. And then Tez has to get going. JP, I mean, bench guys. I mean, like, Maddox Campbell, phenomenal.
Thought he played a good game for you. He had four rebounds and a couple of rebound putbacks. And he kept their 6'6 guy out of the post.
Yeah, and just about, and I thought our bench was phenomenal. I thought Hampton was good. I thought Eli was good. I thought Gunner and Abram were good.
Yeah.
I thought they come in and done a great job tonight. just from the bench aspect, and it was very solid. You know, because our other guys, you know, honestly, it's the first time in a real game, and they got up. So then we went through dead spell because we were trying to handle it the right way. And I'm wanting them to keep playing perfect. And, you know, naturally, their drive ball coach is just crazy, you know. But it was, man, overall, man, that's I can't ask for more.
I know. It was a real run out tonight. Coach Josh Cook, you heard from head coach Josh Cook. His team got down 3-0, and then they never trailed the rest of the ballgame. He got 43 of the 70 points came from his three seniors that he starts. Good bench effort. Coach, just like I said, you picked up a good win against a legendary coach and a state championship team. So
yeah, great program, man.
Good program.
Much respect.
Absolutely.
Here, so.
Absolutely. Good deal. We'll check in with you on Thursday night. They moved everything back just a little. You got a triple header. You're doing freshman, JV, and varsity.
Yeah, just to allow Pendleton to travel a little easier on them. I think just so they can get a bus and things. Freshman at 5:30, JV 6:30, and then there'll be a shorter warm-up and shorter halftime for those games, and varsity will kick off at 7:45.
That'll work. We'll see you then, and perfect on the season so far.
Well, one game at a time.
It's early. Head coach Josh Cook, his team wins tonight 70-43. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, and the Cardinals win this one. As he mentioned, four players in double figures, and he got some good entry passes from his guards. Bobby's just the defense led to offense. Again, they outscored Madison Central. 28-2 in second chance scoring and fast breaks.
Well, and that basically tells the story because they won the game by a meager 27 points, and that's something very, very rare for Madison Central in the last 30-year time frame under one coach, Alan Feldhouse Jr., because his teams always play well. But tonight, it's very seldom said, it was a mismatch.
Yeah,
very seldom can you say that against one of his teams, but the Cards were just better in all phases tonight.
That's going to do it from Richmond, Kentucky at Madison Central High School. Again, I want to remind you, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we've got Cardinal Connection live from the Golden Corral. Head coach Robbie Graham and some of his Cardinal girls basketball players will be there, and we'd like to see you come out and grab a bite to eat with us. Golden Corral, it's a home base for the Cardinal Connection. That's tomorrow at 7. And then Pendleton County on Thursday. Bobby and I'll be talking about that again tomorrow night. Cards win big in a final 70-43. Bobby, I'll see you then.
Looking forward to it, but before then, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So for Tommy Mullen, our back at the studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, our on-site producer here, Bobby Baldwin, with me, Joel Bennett, saying thanks for listening. Until tomorrow night, so long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Safe Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.